7 year on power business. We move on now to our top story of the day. It comes from Kumba Iron Ore. That's because they put out their numbers earlier on today. This is a company that was seemingly on the brink of being sold 2 years ago, but certainly judging by its production numbers they put out today, it certainly seems like a distant thought and one that should never have entered anybody's mind. Shamase Themba Mkhwanazi joins me now on the line to take us through the numbers. Mr. CEO, sir, are you well?
I'm very well, Zilligazi Amashoban.
Thank you so much for your time. I guess the key question is, what's behind the performance? Headline earnings per share up 12%.
It's largely driven by a solid performance from an operational front. And this obviously is underpinned by our operating model. So we've seen production up in the region of about 8% to 45 million tons. And obviously that's been underpinned by the productivity improvements that we have made, and also our cost stewardship, also complemented by our activities in the sales and marketing front to maximize the prices we get for our high quality products.
Let's go back to, I guess, the big headline grabber, Shamase, is the dividend itself. Why such a big number? And were you not a bit tempted to keep some of the cash, given, of course, the uncertainty that seemingly surrounds the mining industry in our country?
Well, we have. I mean, we believe, Mdungwa, that our approach is a conservative one, given the fact that we are quite heavily impacted by the volatility in the market. Now, are of the view and that we've got to have a flexible balance sheet that allows us to, one, honor our policy of returning excess cash to our shareholders. At the same time, it gives us the flexibility to be able to invest in our long-term future whilst at the same time being able to absorb the volatility in the market.
I've heard reports of diminishing reserves at your Sishen mine being your main mine. What does that mean for you? What kind of plans do you have around that?
Again, I mean, I think it's a good news story based on the fact that it's largely attributed to the fact that it's because we've upped our production rates,
right,
because of the improvements in productivity. Yes, there's an element that's due to some more accuracy around our reconciliation modification factors. But when you look at the strategic imperatives that are very much underpinned around eliminating fatalities, improving margin, and extending life of mine, we've got some opportunities. That we are able to grow our current asset base through utilization of technology. We have our UHDMS technology, which allows us to treat low-grade stockpiles,
okay,
and produce a high-grade product and our exploration activities.
Now, a big element I know in your industry is the actual price of the commodity. What's your outlook on iron ore?
It's quite positive. I mean, we see 2018 as being a year of two halves, strengthening the price, and obviously moderating. So we would be saying a price between $60 and $70 per ton. Obviously, the higher end for the first half, and that's largely driven by the continual housing starts of 2017 in China, and obviously the fact that there's a slowed seaborne supply growth. But obviously in the second half of the year, we would see some tightening from a credit growth perspective, and also some more of the seaborne supply growing as some of the projects start to ramp up.
And what does growth look like, CEO? Is it including any acquisitions at this stage?
What sort of
growth? Are you looking at any acquisitions on the horizon for you?
No. So what we've said is that a lot of the growth primarily focuses around the projects that we have that are able to allow us to produce more volumes, our exploration activities. But what we've said, though, is that from an opportunistic perspective, from a longer-term perspective, we will consider step-out opportunities. But obviously, they've got to be value accretive and they've got to make sense in terms of our longer-term strategy.
Chief Executive of Kumba Iron Ore, Mr. Themba Mkhwanazi, sir, let's leave it there for now. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. Those are the numbers that came through from Kumba. Really bumper numbers. 12-odd% up on headline earnings per share. Back to winning ways there at Kumba Iron Ore. After this short break.